You must have the wisdom to understand that the form and mind, this one is not you. This one is anatta, empty nature. That's why we call it non-self. Non-self doesn't mean there is nothing inside that. No. There is a human being. There is a form and mind. But it's not you. It doesn't belong to you. Why? It's not a permanent, unchanging entity. This one is dependent originating, condition arising, causal phenomenon. That's why you can see. That's why in the teaching, the Buddha mentioned it. But people cannot understand. People thought he contradicted himself. He said the Buddha teach the three universal characteristics of anicchang, dukkang, anatta, non-self. Of course, the empty nature, they don't understand. They always interpret anatta as non-self. Then the Buddha on the fifth daily contemplation mentioned, we are all born of our karma, heir to our karma, condition and supported by our karma. And we are what we are because of our karma. So, do you think the Buddha contradicts himself? Or the Buddha don't have the understanding? No, he's referring to the form and mind. The form and mind has an entity. But this is not a permanent, unchanging entity. That's why it's subject to change. It's impermanent. There is the conventional truth of a self, a atta, for the form and mind. That's why the form and mind is subject to karma. It recognizes relationship and all those things. Like duality and the mark belong to the conditioned world. So the Dhamma is so profound where people cannot understand. So it's not about, like most people think, throw the self away, abandon the self, that you will have non-self or no self. It's not like that. Non-self here means not to be deluded by the form of mind, thinking that it's you, thinking that this one belongs to you, because this one goes the way of nature. When the condition ceases to be, when consciousness separate from the form, then they say you die. How can you die? If it can die, I mean, it's not you. Understand or not? So all this understanding is lacking, not there. That's why they can't penetrate. So anyway, here is what Shenhua used to describe. Huh? So we just make sure you understand. Huh? Mm. Then he goes on. The other part is better. Huh? He said, now we will discuss the three phases of thought. Here in the commentary, he didn't explain it so completely. What I explained earlier on to you all one is better. This is about the three period of time, the three period of thought process. So in Mahayana, they call 过去心不可得, means the mind that has passed cannot be obtained. Then, 现在心 means the present mind, also cannot be obtained. Then there is also this future mind, 未来心也不可得, means these three periods of time, they are not what you think. Well, the past is already gone. No more reality. Pukata means no more reality, gone. Future, yet to come, also no more reality. Then the present moment is the only reality in life, the highest in life, within life. But why did the Mayana say the present moment also you cannot habit, 不可得. The meaning is because this present moment, which is the only reality in life or the highest in life, is not what you think. Because split second is day and gone. It arises and passes away very fast. That's why this one, unless you are mindful and aware, you cannot see. So in order to transcend life, you must transcend even the present moment. Yet the present moment is still within the field of thought. You must cease your thought to realize the unconditioned Nibbana, to liberate your mind, to free your mind from birth and death. That's why to transcend life means liao sheng shi in Mahayana term or Mandarin term. 现在心也不可得. Then the other wider spectrum is when we talk about life, we relate to existence, isn't it? To have life, we have to go through existence, isn't it? True or not? It's related. If you don't exist, how can you have life? So life is related to existence. And existence is time-based. So the whole spectrum of time or existence can be divided into past, present, and future. That's why there are three periods. And we already define them. They are all not what you think. The only reality is that moment. And split second is day and gone. How real can it be? Moment to moment, life passes by. And they are just like a lightning flash, gone. What are you doing? Ask yourself that question. Inquire into it. Then you will awaken. Most human beings, even yourself, unless you have trained and developed the mindfulness, the awareness, and the understanding, you can never leave the moment. You can never be with the moment. You can never live life moment to moment. Most people are lost in thought, heedlessly thinking, lost in thought. They are too busy thinking, planning, and worrying about life. So much so, they never live life. They are never aware, hardly aware.